Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes that make our world go round. I'm Alex, your guide through the maze of modern tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking and probably a few you're not. Today, we're stretching our CSS muscles and getting flexible with Flexbox. Alex, you ready to flex those layout skills? Always ready, Jamie. Flexbox is like the yoga of CSS. It's all about flexibility and alignment. Before Flexbox, developers had to be CSS contortionists to get their layouts just right. Oh, I remember the days of float and clear hacks. It was like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Exactly. But Flexbox changed the game by introducing a one-dimensional layout model, making it easier to design complex, responsive layouts without breaking a sweat. One-dimensional? So it's like me before my morning coffee? You could say that, but in the world of web design, one-dimensional means we're dealing with layouts in either a row or a column, not both simultaneously. It simplifies things dramatically.
So, how does this Flexbox magic work? Do I just wave my wand and say Flexioso?
I wish it were that easy. First, you need a Flex container. That's your magic circle. Then inside this container, every direct child becomes a Flex item. These items can then be magically aligned and distributed.
Sounds straightforward. But what about the whole row and column thing? How do I control which direction my items are flexing?
Great question. That's where the flex direction property comes into play. By default, it's set to row, which aligns items from left to right. If you want a top-to-bottom layout, you switch it to column. Abracadabra, your layout direction changes.
Abracadabra indeed. But what about space? I like my space. How does Flexbox handle that?
Ah, the space between items is where Flexbox really shines. You have properties like justify content and align items that control the spacing and alignment along the main and cross axes. So, if you want even space around your items or want them to stretch and fill the container, Flexbox has you covered.
I'm getting a vision of evenly spaced boxes all living in harmony.
That's the spirit. And for those times when your layout needs to respond to different screen sizes, Flexbox is your best friend. It makes building things like a responsive nav bar a breeze.
Oh, responsive design. Because nobody likes a website that looks like it's squishing itself into skinny jeans.
Exactly. Flexbox helps your content breathe comfortably, no matter the screen size. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Mixing Flexbox with CSS Grid incorrectly or not understanding how flex basis and width work together can lead to some layout headaches.
Sounds like Flexbox requires a bit of finesse.
It does, but once you master it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Companies like Netflix and Stripe use Flexbox to create those slick, adaptive UIs we all love.
So it's not just theoretical knowledge, it's practical, real-world stuff.
Absolutely. And speaking of practical, let's not forget about testing and optimization. Making sure your Flexbox layouts perform well and play nice with accessibility guidelines is key.
Right, because nobody wants to navigate a maze blindfolded.
Definitely not. But with tools like Auto Prefixer and Visual Regression Testing, keeping your Flexbox layouts in check becomes easier.
I'm feeling flexibly enlightened. Thanks, Alex, for unraveling the mysteries of Flexbox.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Remember, whether it's Flexbox or life, staying flexible is the key to alignment and balance.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech enlightenment. Until next time, keep flexing those tech muscles.